News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Fairly major report that's out this morning on how Ireland handles sexual violence and rape cases. And as I mentioned, it's been launched by the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. Really, the big outline this morning is the fact that anonymity, that is going to be, or that it should be granted to those accused of all sexual offences, not just in rape cases, until conviction. And the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, joins us here on News Talk Breakfast. Minister, is that a good idea?
Well, look, as you've just said, this is a very welcome report. And I think the intention of this report, it came about following what was a very public rape trial in Belfast some years ago. And I think concern that the experiences of witnesses and indeed vulnerable witnesses and those who had been victims of sexual crimes, that there was a concern that there wasn't enough support there. And this report is very victims focused, it's very victim centred, and what I want to do is get to a point taking these recommendations, implementing them and putting in place an implementation plan whereby victims feel and know that they can come forward, that support will be available to them, that they will be listened to, that they will be treated with respect, but most importantly with that, that perpetrators of sexual crimes, that they know they will be reported, that they will be investigated and that they will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. The particular point that you're talking about, we have to go back to what is the cornerstone of our justice system, that you are innocent until proven guilty. And what is recommended here by Tom O'Malley, who is the author of this report, is that sexual offences would carry often the same stigma as rape, and that we have had situations where people have been accused of sexual offences, later acquitted, but that particular stigma has followed through with them. Mm-hmm. Now, this recommendation is saying that the anonymity would apply to all defendants here in this case. It is a recommendation. It's something that we have to obviously take on board, and I as Minister have to take on board. And this is why I want to, over the next 10 weeks, set out an implementation plan, working with the NGOs, working with victim support groups, working with the justice sector, the judiciary and others to make sure that we get this right. But this is just one recommendation, really part of a huge suite of measures and recommendations that are really detailed and far-reaching and really do focus on victims. How can we ensure that they really, that they know the support is there when they come forward,
okay,
and that we can support them through what is a very, very difficult process?
You're going to look at the recommendations. Have you any idea as to when or if they will actually be taken on board?
So over the next 10 weeks, so I've given a commitment after the report is launched today to set out in 10 weeks time an implementation plan. I will be doing that with the NGOs, with An Garda Síochána, the judiciary, the legal profession, all of whom have a role and a part to play in this, but also with my own department and other colleagues as well, because the recommendations are wide reaching, touching on not just the experiences of the victims, but also the educational piece, focusing on consent, looking at training for An Garda Síochána, for the judiciary, the legal profession, all of the people that victims potentially come into contact with to ensure that they undergo this type of training. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I suppose I want to ensure that we have an implementation plan that has a timeline, that we know the implications, whether it's budgetary, legislative or otherwise, and that we can set about, and I can set about, making sure that this is a report that doesn't sit on a shelf, that we actually move and implement many of the recommendations.
Okay, because that's one of the things I think people and advocates in this area, Minister, will be concerned about. Because one of the other aspects of this that this experted group have advised on is that, you know, the sex crime investigation and prosecution, that it's taken too long for the guards to establish, or for the Garda, the long established, the specialist units to investigate these crimes. I think it was planned, was there maybe 28 of these divisional units were going to be set up, launched back in 2017, and yet we still have Garda divisions. They don't have these units. Can you guarantee that'll be addressed soon?
So this is, there are a number of areas that I have identified that I want to move on immediately. So while we are setting out the implementation plan over the next 10 weeks, there are a number of areas that I've indicated that I want to move on and that I can move on immediately. I've spoken to the Commissioner on this area. We have, I think, 17 divisional units that have been rolled out of 27. And the timeline now to roll out the remaining specialist units is September of this year.
Okay.
I was pleased to have been able to identify and to allocate funding through through the July stimulus earlier last month, which funding will also go towards the development of these units from that particular 24 million that was allocated to my department. So there is huge work underway, but I'm working very closely with the Commissioner on that because it's a very key part of this.
Okay, I want to ask you, Minister, you may have heard, we spoke to a young woman here on News Talk Breakfast yesterday. Her name was Megan Sims, and she explained her story to us. She was the victim of revenge porn a number of years ago. There is legislation in this particular area. It hasn't been enacted yet, though. Where is that at?
So, look, this is an issue I'm very conscious of, and I know the huge impact, the very damaging impact that something like this can have on anyone. And in particular, we've seen as technology has evolved, we've seen the types of harmful communication that are having devastating impacts, particularly on our younger people. There is currently legislation in place around harassment and harmful communications. But what we're doing with this other piece of legislation that you've just mentioned is the Harassment and Harmful Communications Bill is strengthening that from the criminal aspect and the criminal side. This legislation is a priority for me. It's in the programme for government. I also gave a commitment to Brendan Howland last week, who has worked very closely with us on this to ensure that this is enacted by the end of the year. And essentially what this would do is outlaw anybody to make it a criminal offence for anybody to share revenge porn, but also intimate images. We've seen, unfortunately, situations where relationships have broken down, where images had been shared, but where they are now being shared without the consent or permission. So this will be done by the end of the year. And I'm very conscious that this is having a huge impact, in particular on younger people, and want to address this.
Just finally, Minister, you may be aware we're running the Truth About Direct Provision series here on News Talk on the station quite recently. And interesting when we see the number of COVID-19 related cases or clusters that have, you know, there's been outbreaks in some direct provisions facilities and direct provision centres. We've had a lot of talk in recent weeks about what we might have done differently with regards to COVID-19 and outbreaks in nursing homes. Are you concerned that maybe in another month or 2 months' time, we're going to be having the same kind of conversation about what we should have done in direct provision centres?
Well, I think we've from the very outset had a very clear plan in place as to how we address cases and potential outbreaks in direct provision centres. And we have at all times, and I say that my own department, have at all times be guided and worked with the HSC, the Department of Health and NEFIT. And we have a situation and a system in place where we have opened up 850 additional beds and accommodation, which allows us where there is a suspected case, where somebody has tested positive, or where they're close contacts, need to isolate where that space is available. We also have ensured that those over 65 in direct provision and those who need to cocoon perhaps for an underlying health condition, that they have an ability to do that.
Okay, look, we'll have to leave it there, unfortunately, for this morning. My thanks to the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.